Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Patient's name!
How many times have I told you not to bother
Frank.
Me when I'm a...
Meredith's mother.
It's not that Burke broke up with me. It's how he broke up with me.
Have you even bothered to tell Burke about the baby?
Athena.
There's an extrauterine pregnancy. She's bleeding out.
Stop talking to me like you're my boyfriend. Stop talking to me at all.
If you came out here to try to win me back, you can forget about it.
I just know I still love you.
Hating you is the most exhausting.
The key to surviving a surgical internship is denial. We deny that we're tired. We deny that we're scared. We deny how badly we want to succeed. And most importantly, we deny that we're in denial.
I don't know. When I left, Christina said she's okay.
Nobody goes through what she went through and it's totally over by now.
Christina can.
She's fine.
Too fine. She's cold.
No, she's hardcore. She's got ice in her veins. She does what she has to get through.
She lost a baby. She lost a fallopian tube, and she's acting like she doesn't even care. She's all, hello, I'm totally fine person. I mean, she's my friend, too, but she's acting like she has no emotions or warmth, like she's missing a soul.
God, she's going to make a great surgeon.
George.
It's true. You show no weakness, you make it to the top.
Some people just keep their feelings to themselves.
We only see what we want to see and believe what we want to believe. And it works. We lie to ourselves so much that, after a while, the lies start to seem like the truth.
Meredith kissed me. Madison kissed me. My wife and my girlfriend kissed me on the same day.
Joe, do I look friendly to you?
Oh, you're a tiny little kitten of joy and love. What? You saved my life.
His first mistake. McDreamy, go sit by someone who cares. Oh.
We deny so much that we can't recognize the truth. Right in front of our faces.
Everything's gonna be fine. Madison will go back to New York. Meredith and I will start over. Everything's gonna be fine, right?
He's so damn stupid.
I want everyone focused today. With Christina out, we're short an intern, and I have a feeling it's gonna be one of those days. And Correa will see the chief by the end of the day.
Four.
Do I look psychic to you? He's the chief. He asked, you go.
What did he do now?
Maybe again, the chief syphilis.
So we're in the middle of the Belizean jungle, and this Jaguarundi jumps out and bites one of the guys. They all look at me. They're yelling, you're a doctor, help him. This is one time a PhD does no good.
I'm sorry, did I miss the bell for social hour?
Tales of missionary life.
You're a missionary?
No, my parents. We travel a lot. They still do.
Oh, wow. This stuff is great. This is Dr. Burke's patient, Kalpana Vera.
Kalpana. Named by villagers in Nepal.
She presents with multiple syncope episodes and ventricular arrhythmia.
So you've been passing out?
Yeah, and having palpitations.
Past medical history of rheumatic heart disease with mitral valve stenosis.
They had to ship me from Zambia to the States for 3 months of treatment when I was 8. Rheumatic fever almost killed me.
Dr. Stevens, what are the primary causes of ventricular arrhythmias?
Valvular disease, mitral valve prolapse, stimulants, drugs, and metabolic abnormalities.
Scrub nurse to OR6.
What?
Out.
I'm fine.
Out. You better be in your room by the time we round on you.
And when will that be?
In 15 seconds. 14, 13, 12, 11.
Nice panties, Yang.
In your dreams, evil spawn.
Christina Yang.
Post-op day 3 from a unilateral salpingectomy.
And ready to get back to work.
Is she?
I'm taking solids, and my pain is controlled with oral meds. I'm ready.
Didn't the nurse say this morning you had a fever?
Mother.
Christina, did you have a fever?
Temp spiked to 101 last night.
Big deal.
She worked 2 shifts last month with a 102-degree flu.
Yes, exactly, George. Thank you.
And we appreciate your dedication, but you're staying in bed until it normalizes.
I keep telling her there's more to life than surgery and career.
Mother, go pulse her something.
Look, I need you to relax, shut up, and get better. You're a patient this week, so you can be a doctor next week. Understand?
Come here. You cannot leave me alone with her. I am flying over the cuckoo's nest here. You have to save me.
You need time to heal.
I'm healed. I'm healed!
Okay, Dr. O'Malley, you're presenting.
Okay, Dr. Gray is post-op day 3 from a tumor resection.
Wrong. He's got it all wrong. It's not asthma. It's GERD. He needs a Nissen funduplication. I don't want her in the room.
Mom.
She's a child, and I won't have her on my team.
We'll meet you outside, Dr. Gray.
You skipping around?
Avoiding Mother.
Meredith.
You've got a wife.
Yes.
Your life is complicated.
Yes.
I don't need complicated. I have complicated all on my own.
Yes.
Stop saying yes.
Try not to make any sudden movements.
You think this is funny?
Addison's leaving. She doesn't have any more patients in this hospital. There's no reason for her to be here.
No reason?
None whatsoever.
Well, isn't this cozy? Can I join in, or are you not into threesomes?
I have to go.
Naren. You really are Satan. You realize that, right? If Satan were to take physical form, he'd be you. Everywhere, all the time.
I'm so not Satan.
How come you haven't gotten on your broomstick and gone back to New York where you belong?
Stop being petty.
Stop being an adulterous bitch.
You know, you are going to forgive me eventually, right? I mean, you can't just... I mean, there was a time where you thought of me as your best friend.
There was a time where I thought you were the love of my life. Things change. Divorce papers.
Your lawyer said they're okay. I haven't signed them yet. The ball's in your court. If you sign, I'll sign. I'll sign and be on the first plane out of here.
Sign them immediately. I want you out of here as soon as possible.
Derek, have you ever thought that even if I am Satan and an adulterous bitch, that I still might be the love of your life?
Chart.
You're the patient, not the doctor. Act like one. It's been tough finding you alone.
Huh? Well.
How are you doing?
Well, you have my chart. You tell me.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Perfectly okay.
I had a right to know.
Well, now you do.
Christina?
Look, now you know it's over. There's nothing for you to deal with, so I don't know what else is there really left to say.
Plenty. The start is you could have come.
Oh, look. It's my mother.
Dr. Preston Burke. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Yang.
Actually, it's Rubenstein. Dr. Saul Rubenstein of Beverly Hills, the oral surgeon. I'm remarried. Been remarried since Christina was what? About 3.
Mom, that's too much information. He has other things to do.
You're good looking. He's good looking. Why don't you ever bring home a man as good looking as him?
Stop.
What?
Stop talking.
Christina. Forgive her. I don't know what I ever did to raise such an unpleasant girl.
Oh, me? I'm unpleasant?
Excuse
me. Do you know what that was?
Oh.
That was my boss.
I only said nice things.
I shouldn't call me unpleasant in front of my boss.
Lighten up, please.
Okay, I was thinking that maybe we might want to... You might... Okay, we both have tonight off, so...
You are so intimate. Oh,
shut up.
Sad, the wash-up, the adoration. And I'm so handsome, I intoxicate you.
Okay, you know what? Forget it.
Missy, would you like to go out with me tonight? On a date. And you wear something gorgeous, I pay for food.
Are you making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you.
Okay, then.
Good.
Good.
Thought I told you I never wanted to see you again.
That's only because you're too lazy to learn anything more.
Dr. Meredith Gray Jeremiah Tate thinks he knows so much because he was one of my first patients as an intern.
Knew as much as she did.
She was clueless about how to treat cystic fibrosis.
A simple cholecystectomy turned into a month-long stay.
Better not be a legend malpractice. Guy raises about $100,000 a year for cystic fibrosis, running triathlons. Thinks he's a big shot.
You run triathlons?
Why not?
Pain, for one. Says here you're finally admitting to feeling a little?
A little.
How little? Truth.
Well, enough to keep me awake at night. Had some seizures. Too weak to work out.
Anyone been through here with your CT results?
No. It's probably just my pancreatitis kicking up again.
All right, then. We'll be back with your results and a plan. Where do your parents think you are this time?
New Jersey.
What about his parents?
No, he doesn't like to bother them until he's well or about to get discharged. He understands his reality. He just chooses to ignore it. Denial works for him, Gray.
How are rectal abscess? Let's show up one day.
Where the hell is this GSW to the head?
Why wouldn't the trauma team call? Hello? Are you people insane?
There's your gunshot victim.
Him?
I'm redoing the living room in beige silks. I'm thinking. And modern. Very mid-century. And the dining
room... Mother, give me back my toes.
Okay. I changed the subject. Who's the father?
Mid-century, did you say?
Someone you work with, right? Was it just for sex? You made such a point of not forming attachments.
20 minutes. Just give me... All I want is 20 minutes of peace and quiet.
The daughter I raised would appreciate her mother's help.
The daughter you raised is begging for you to go. Now.
I didn't have to come here. You know I'm very busy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Redecorating your house. Well, can you get me a mocha latte, please?
A non-fat one.
No, a fat one.
Walking, talking, there's no exit wound. This mark here looks more like a burn.
I'm telling you, I shot myself. Pulled the trigger while I was cleaning my .22. I thought the clip was out. If you're thinking suicide, don't. People make mistakes. I made a mistake. And now I'm paying for it. But I did shoot myself.
Where's your IV?
I'm taking solids. I have locked it.
On whose orders?
Mine.
Okay. Yang. How about this order? Bed rest, out of bed to chair, bathroom privileges. Nothing about stealing charts at the nurse's station.
Okay, you know what? Hey! Give me that. There. Satisfied? I'm out of bed to chair.
I'm telling your intern on you.
Meredith?
Yeah?
Ooh, so scared.
Dr. Gray, how are you doing?
You're here, good. I need the results of the barium esophagram or the EGD. And you have neither. Okay. No worries, I'll be here when you get back.
So today you're her intern. That's better than being her husband.
That's a matter of opinion.
Good morning, Alice.
Richard, good to see you. I need those labs immediately.
Chief, she's not a surgical patient anymore. And I'd really like to get back to the OR, so do you think I could hand her off to someone else?
O'Malley, Alzheimer's causes her reality to shift depending on situation, her mood. She needs stability right now. That's why I'm depending on you to keep a special eye on her.
Yes, I know, sir. But, you know, it just doesn't seem fair to me.
Need those studies yesterday.
You heard the doctor. Get moved.
A
saw that. I saw you take that pill.
it's my pill. You know, the pill.
It's not in your chart, and you're supposed to tell us on the meds you're on.
You're not my doctor. You shouldn't even be here.
She's right. You shouldn't be here. I saw her take unauthorized medication.
I'm on the pill. And I had grapefruit juice this morning. Since the juice inhibits enzymes involved in the metabolism of OCPs, I thought I'd avoid the interaction by taking it 2 hours after my meal.
She has a doctorate in neuropharmacology, Christina.
Well, Izzy, I don't see oral contraceptives.
Guys, okay, well, now you will. Would you just go back to bed and stop trying to poach my patients?
This is ridiculous.
Now, could you just go back to bed and
stop
poaching my patients?
She's in defib.
Call the code.
No code?
Not anymore. Can you help us get her back in the bed? Oh, just give me a minute. Would you just go back to bed? Please, seriously, go.
Oh, God.
You know, Izzy, if she's on OCPs, can we mark it down, okay?
Yeah. Jeremiah's got a mass in his mid-epigastrium, diffused enlargement of the pancreas, that with his hypoglycemic seizures.
He's gonna need exploratory laparotomy. But despite his triathlons, his lungs still make me hesitant to cut.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know that yet.
Doctors?
Dr. Montgomery Shepard.
How old is he?
He's 26.
Survivor, huh?
And then some. My patient for at least 5 years. I'm not going to lose him now.
You're planning a laparotomy?
Yeah, but his lungs.
Mm. You know, I think I could help you with this. I've seen one case like this before in a 9-year-old. We ended up having to do a total pancreatectomy.
I'd be honored to take any help you can give me.
You're a neonatal specialist. This isn't your area. I'm just saying, I
did 2 years genetics research in cystic fibrosis. I've pretty much seen it all, Dr. Gray.
Oh.
Because she offered her services doesn't mean she intends to stay.
Well, what does it mean? Because it seems to me...
It means that she's a good doctor.
Why are you suddenly defending her?
I'm not, Mary. She gave me the divorce papers, but she filed.
Oh. Well, that's good.
All I have to do is sign. And I'm free. I'm free.
Is there anything to think about?
No, of course not. I have to read through them. Sign and then Addison's on the next plane out of here.
You say he got shot in the head.
He says he got shot in the head. I say he's a mental defect.
Hi.
Ma'am, you can't be in.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for Samuel Linden. Oh, my God. Samuel. Well, how bad is it?
Are you his wife?
Yes, for 21 years. Just tell me how he is.
Fine for a man who says he shot himself.
He shot himself. He was cleaning his gun. What is wrong with you people?
We'll know everything when we finish the CT. This is a restricted area, man.
No, my husband has a bullet in his head.
Then we'll find it. If you could just wait outside, I'll be with you as soon as we know something. I promise.
Find doctors in this city. You accept a consult from Addison Shepard?
Montgomery Shepard, isn't
it? The point is that she should be on her way home. You're trying to drive me crazy, aren't you? Oh, hey, now, don't
you
do
that. You think this has something to do with you? You think I'm even thinking about you and your romantic problems? I'm trying to help a patient very near and dear to my heart. And if consulting with your wife, your ex, your mistress, whatever it is that she becomes, if that's the thing I have to do to save my patient, then I'm damn well gonna do it.
I understand that. I deserve that. It's just...
Give me a look. You have put yourself between two very fine women, and you're looking for an easy way out. You want to use me in the hospital or somebody to make the decision for you, and it's not going to happen.
Could I just say a couple
just
things?
You scared us a little there. How's the workup coming?
Electrolytes are within normal limits. Urine tox was negative and EKG's fine. Till test is scheduled for noon. Oh, and she's on contraceptives.
So?
That's what I said. Other doctor made such a big deal of it.
She didn't tell us before, so I documented it in her med list.
What other doctor?
Christina. She was wandering the halls.
Fine. Take her down for an echo.
An echo? What about cardioversion or ablation? Won't I need a pacemaker or a permanent internal defibrillator?
Although it would be unusual for rheumatic heart disease to cause ventricular dysrhythmias, we still gotta check your valves.
I thought your doctorate was in neuropharmacology, not medicine.
It is.
Addison gave Derek divorce papers, which is good. I mean, she's still here, being Addison, but it's not like I'm jealous or anything.
That's odd.
It's odd that I'm not jealous?
No, you have every right to be jealous. It's your territory and she's peeing all over it. What's odd is Burke's patient. She's been in 4 other hospitals this year. You know, something's not right.
You seem awfully interested in Burke's patient.
This has nothing to do with Burke.
Christina, you lost a fallopian tube, a baby, and a boyfriend all in one day. You have the right to be upset.
And you're losing McDreamy to his perfect wife. You have a right to be jealous.
I did not lose McDreamy. Divorce papers, remember? And I'm not jealous.
And I'm not upset.
You really should be in your room.
Okay, if the situation was reversed, would you want to spend time with your mother in a confined room with one window?
Do you think we're like them? Our mothers?
Where's your mom?
Exactly. Where is my mother?
Where's your mother?
Funny you should ask.
Oh, crap.
Oh, man, you're not gonna believe this.
No. It can't be. The guy was reading a freaking magazine.
It's definitely a bullet. One that tracked clear through his head.
Now, are you people just gonna sit here or are you gonna get him into surgery? Here's the missile track. As you can see, it doesn't even cross the midline. He's lucky.
She's over there.
This guy may have even been sitting there talking to him. He'll need debridement of the entrance wound and repair the dura, but we won't need to remove the bullet.
It's an excellent diagnosis, Dr. Gray. I'm Dr. Shepard. I'm your neuroconsult.
Dr. Gray, they need you upstairs.
You book the OR and staff?
I'm on it. Unbelievable.
O'Malley, can you not handle this, doctor?
I can handle a lot of things. Wheelchairs.
We won't know for sure until we go in there, but it looks like that I'm going to have to take out your pancreas and reroute your intestines.
Did you tell her that my lungs don't do well with anesthesia?
Don't I always have your back?
Your kidney function is decreasing rapidly, and I'm afraid you're going to go into multi-system organ failure if we don't operate.
If I say no?
There's no guarantees, Jeremiah. You know that. It's going to be a long, hard surgery and put a lot of stress on your body.
Yeah, but I'm me.
But you're you.
So if we don't operate, I die. And if we do operate, I may die.
Basically, yes.
Well, I like those odds. 26 years with this disease is awesome, and that's the reality. So if I get lucky, great. And if I don't, it's been sweet.
It's gonna stay sweet.
You understand we'll need to do a psych evaluation.
How many times do we have to tell you? He wasn't trying to kill himself. It was an accident.
They're just trying to do their job, huh?
No, their job is to make you better.
Where were you when the gun went off?
I was in the next room, and I heard the shot, and it was awful.
It's over now.
Why didn't you call 911?
Because he was only unconscious for a moment, and then he was walking and talking. And
you're going to have to give a report to the police.
Police?
What do we need to talk to the police about?
Well, we have to report any gunshot wounds to the police. It's the law.
You're officially AWOL, you know.
I'm working, trying to figure out what's going on with the crazy woman on 4.
You are the crazy woman on 4.
I made a break for freedom.
You hand me that dictionary.
Oh, you have a better patient than me, and you don't even have a patient. Meredith's got the CF case. Alex's got the gunshot wound. Izzy's got the mystery arrhythmias. I'm not a nanny. I'm a surgeon. cutter. But no, I'm getting fake labs for fake patients so she can do a fake surgery.
She's faking it.
It's real to her. It's Alzheimer's.
The missionary. Calpana. Oh, Corn. Oh, thank you.
Ow. Uncalled for.
Hey, Izzy. However studies.
Hey, I have been looking for that everywhere.
Negative, right?
Oh, the echo test showed mild mitral stenosis. The TIL test was negative. We're doing EP studies.
I can tell you what's wrong with her without sticking electrodes in her heart.
Really? Just by the chart.
No, from the pills she took.
They were contraceptives, Christina. Why are you so obsessed with this? Go back to bed.
I think she's doing this to herself.
You think she's inducing ventricular arrhythmias? She'd have to be crazy to do that.
No. She'd have to have Munchausen's.
Okay, wait. You think she's secretly ingesting something to produce real symptoms? Seriously?
Yeah, just run it by Burke and tell him what he thinks.
Tell him yourself. He's standing right behind you. Dr. Burke.
Where are we? Well, OR 2 in 30 minutes. He's prep transport.
Everything I was supposed to do. Do you understand that? 21 years.
What's that all about? I haven't got a clue.
Sorry.
I love you. I forgive you.
You cheated on me. You cheated on me. And you do not get to play the martyr here.
I've got a bullet in my head.
And that doesn't make us even. You shot me.
I think we need to get the police up here right now.
I mean, she obviously loves the patient role. I mean, she practically lives in hospitals. And we're like an imaginary family to her because her real family blows her off to go take care of other people. And I saw her take something.
It's not enough. We have to rule out everything else, everything physical.
She even lied about her job. She's a pharmacy tech, not a PhD.
So she's a liar. I've been lied to before.
Hey, we're not talking about us here.
Maybe we should be.
I didn't lie.
You withheld the truth. How did I know you?
Okay, you know what? I just didn't remember you breaking things off with me, and you didn't seem so upset about it. This is not a relationship. This is not real.
Christina.
Okay, and so what's the big fake display of hurt and drama?
Christina.
I'm supposed to be in bed.
Christina.
Domestic dispute to liven up a pre-op, huh?
Where do I sign?
Here for consent. And here for DNR and no extraordinary measures. Good. Can you lift up for me?
You should probably call my parents.
Call them yourself when you walk out of here.
Dr. Gray, I have those left.
Oh, no, you didn't. You lost her again? Again? I am a surgeon. A surgeon.
Yeah, well, you won't be when Dr. Weber finds out you lost Ellis Gray again.
We're using three different catheters. Why are we doing that, Dr. Stevens?
Programmed electrical stimulation maps the heart's electrical system to find the focus of the irregular heart.
Doctors? Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Her urine's blue.
What?
Why is her urine blue?
She says she has a surgery scheduled with Dr. Shepherd.
I turned my back for 5 minutes.
Why did you turn your back at all? I told you to take care of her.
Just get out of here. You want to find a heart surgeon, then find one. You're free. I'll take care of her.
This is one sick bastard. I should flip him over and get him a spine.
Pull back on the retractor, Dr. Karev. What section go?
Covering for his wife after she shot him.
We did cheat on her.
Yeah, and that guilt's worth a bullet in the head.
Relationships are built on sacrifice.
Not that kind of sacrifice.
I don't know. Sometimes a bullet's worth it.
Richard, I thought you'd never get here.
Look, the OR is empty. I have a little time before my surgery. I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
I'll take you back to your room.
I need more traction, Dr. Gray.
Here, give me some suction there. Now Gray retracts the duodenum. Good. How's he doing?
Harder to ventilate. No urine output since we started.
He's shutting down.
Did you increase his peak pressures?
Any higher, I'd blow his lungs.
Bradycardia. Pushing one of atropine. Try ventilating him manually. See if he starts coming back up.
Did we miss any bleeders?
The surgical field is clear.
Agonal rhythm. Any pulse with that?
No carotid. Okay, starting CPR.
Push one of every.
Extraordinary measures, Dr. Bailey. He's DNR.
No, this is just good medicine.
Blue urine?
A second drug screen was positive for amitriptyline, which, I'm sure you know, causes ventricular arrhythmias.
You knew it wouldn't show up on a routine drug screen, but I'm guessing you didn't realize it would turn your urine blue.
I didn't do this to myself.
You have to believe me. I'm sick. I have something...
No, you're just deceiving yourself. Manufacturing things that really aren't there. Seeing only what you want to see. Wasting our time, our resources... and throwing away your own life. Your illness is in your head, Galvana. We will be transferring you to psych.
Come on!
Don't give up.
Come on.
You're getting tired. Let me take over, Dr. Bailey.
Dr. Bailey, his intestines are cyanotic. There is no blood circulating.
He's being shunted to his brain where he needs it.
Can you call those compressions?
Fight it! Come on. Why isn't anyone moving? Who's recording?
It's been 10 minutes since we've had a perfusing rhythm. It's your call, Dr. Bailey. Hey, sister.
Time of death,
20. To accept the end when you're too close.
Look.
I don't want someone who doesn't want me, Meredith. But if there's the slightest chance that he does, I'm not leaving Seattle.
Where did she tell him?
You cheated on her?
When she was drunk, you were cleaning her guns in the kitchen.
I'm not going to press charges.
It doesn't matter if she confessed. Assault in the first degree.
They arrested her?
Man, you should be grateful.
You know what I am? I'm stupid. Nothing will make you feel more stupid than cheating on the woman you love. I don't know what you're missing.
Your latte is by your bed, and I'm pretty sure it's cold.
I don't need it.
You should be in bed.
Stop it. I'm fine, okay? My brain is fine, my body's fine, I'm fine.
I don't know why I came.
Then why did you? Stop it. I'm sorry, I'm not that person. I'm sorry, I don't need you here taking care of me.
Well, you're right.
Kolpana definitely suffers from Munchausen's.
See? I was right. I was right. I'm right. I'm right.
You took the clinical skills section of your medical board exams after most interns, so the results are only now coming out. I got a call from USMLE this morning.
Oh. So you're saying...
Karev, you're still an MD. You still get to practice medicine. The hospital grants you 4 months to retake the exam. You study it, you pass it, you put it behind you. One misstep doesn't affect your career.
Right. Thanks. What happens if I take the exam for a second time and I don't pass?
You will no longer be a surgical resident at Seattle Grace. Failing again is not an option.
Christina, do you want some water?
No.
No!
I already tried that. Just made it worse.
I knew she'd break sooner or later. Just a matter of time.
I will help her!
We don't do well with mothers here. Why don't you leave and come back later? Christina.
Make it stop. Make it stop. Somebody sustain me!
Sometimes reality has a way of sneaking up and biting us in the ass. And when the dam bursts, all you can do is swim. The world of pretend is a cage, not a cocoon. We can only lie to ourselves for so long. We are tired. We are scared. Denying it doesn't change the truth.
Hi, Mrs. Tate. It's Miranda. Miranda Bailey. I'm calling about Jeremiah. I'm so sorry.
She doesn't want to be touched. Sooner or later, we have to put aside our denial and face the world, head on, guns blazing.
Hi. You look great.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you ready to go?
Yeah, you don't seem like yourself.
No, look. We got dinner reservations. We should go, so let's go.
Okay.
Denial. It's not just a river in Egypt. It's a freaking ocean. I'm glad we're doing this.
Me too. Want a drink?
Yeah. Oh. I'll get it. How do you keep from drowning in it?